From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Start the show and say that Lamorne just had a birthday and he's drinking espresso out of a tiny, like very fancy cup. Tell us about that, Lamorne.
Well, you can get this tiny little cup at the Welcome to Our Show merch store.
Ooh, with the plug.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You know what? We should mention that we have a merch store now, and it's like Look, guys, I don't feel this is coming from a biased place, but I am so excited about this merch. I think it's some of the most fun merch with, like, the most fun designs, like, ever. And I'm really excited about it.
It's Nike wanted to take over because they realized how good quality of merch that we had. But we were like, no, Nike. No. We're going at this alone. Where can we find the merch?
Everyone's just
talking. We can find the merch. It's all linked in all of our on our bios, I think.
Yeah.
You can go to our Instagram accounts and just go to our bios and you can check out all the cool merch and tag us in it.
Tag us in it.
I like to see it in the world. I like to see it in the world.
Especially Hannah loves to put that on her stories.
I do. Yeah, it makes me really happy.
It also, like, it's stuff I don't necessarily look for. So when you find the good stuff and you share it, I'm like, aw.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, Hannah.
That was the same for a bunch of reviews for this podcast came up. And it was just so wonderful to know how many people are really enjoying this show. Makes me happy.
Thanks.
Sorry,
guys.
I got distracted
for
a second because I just looked down at my notes I took last night when I rewatched Normal, which is the episode we're doing today. And in all caps, this is what just distracted me, says, WTF, your balls in a shake.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That feels like a thing that I need to know. Like, this seems like all the guys keep saying it's a guy thing, but I'm like, that can't be a thing.
It's a if you got balls thing, then you do it. It's a, so guys, girls, it doesn't matter. If you got balls, you do it.
All right, let's jump right in. Normal.
Episode.
You know what's crazy? Also, too, we have 4 more episodes and we're done our first season.
Really? Crazy. Incredible. Yeah,
our first whole season.
Whoa.
Will have been rewatched. I know.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I know. I feel like I blinked. Bam. This podcast almost has done a whole season of New Girl. All right.
Yeah.
Episode 120, Normal.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Guys, this... There are so many funny things in this episode that I totally forgot about. directed by Jesse Peretz.
Yes.
Who's an old friend of mine, and he is a great director. He made an awesome movie called The Chateau years ago with Paul Rudd and Romney Malco, and it's so funny. Have I talked about this before?
You've talked about it on the podcast before, but guess what? I went and to look for it, and I can't find it to watch it.
What?
Do you have a copy? Can I borrow it?
I probably do somewhere. Yeah, on DVD. Yeah.
Zoe, how about this? You upload a copy to your Instagram page, and all the fans out there can go and watch it for free right now.
I don't want to steal. I don't want to be pirating.
You gonna send Joey to jail?
I don't want to be. This is not how I want to go down.
I'm sorry. You're right.
So Jesse Peretz directed in Love Roque, our beloved love, wrote it. Such a funny episode, and it kicks off at a political fundraiser where just as that questionable sexy talk again.
Yeah, and I had to skip it because I feel really it's like watching my parents or something, like, you know what I mean? It's like watching, like, if you see your parents like smooch or something when you're a kid and you're like, ew. Yeah. That's what I feel if I have to watch myself do like like some kind of sexy talk thing on TV. I'm like, so I'm sorry I fast-forwarded through that part.
But
you guys can talk about it.
I forgot so much of this episode, so it was really fun to watch again. So I was kind of bracing myself too, because it's strange when we watch each other do those kinds of things. But then when you were like,
yeah,
I'm wearing your boxer briefs.
What a weird thing to say. The whole episode's called Normal, and it kicks
and
off.
Men's undies are comfy. I kind of get it.
Yeah,
but how bunchy is that under a, that's, you know?
Right. That's right. Maybe that's why you wear the skirts that have a little more, you know.
Voluminous skirts. So it makes room for some boxer shorts, yeah.
Your boyfriend's
fun
shorts.
Fun fact to the fans out there. Ladies, if you come to my place and you're thinking you're going to leave with a pair of boxers, surprise, I don't wear boxers. So you will leave with nothing. That's it. That's a fun fact out
there. Wait, what?
I don't wear underwear, so I don't have any.
You just shared, that's an intimate fact, Lamorne.
I don't own any. I don't believe in them, you know, quite frankly. I don't believe in.
All right, you heard it here first.
Society.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's constricting us.
I'm just a free man out there in the world.
I'm a freeman.
You're a freeman?
It just feels like maybe like some materials in pants might be a little chafy.
I'm not going to lie to you, it's been rough. Been a rough 39 years.
Literally,
rough. I was like some like raw selvedge denim.
Oh God,
jeans feels like it might be a little chafy on the
a little bit
on the equipment.
Bit. Yeah, but I soldier on. I soldier on.
So wait,
you're
so still Russell,
you're
wait
sticking
a second
to it.
Russell in this episode goes to Jess's place for the first time to stay over.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, that feels like.
Can you mark that for a second, Hannah?
Yeah.
I want to go right before that. Was it? Yeah. It was right before that.
Yeah.
There was a scene with you and Schmidt. We're all in the loft. And then, you know, Jess is looking for Cece. And then you come out of Schmidt's room and she says, I'm not used to this yet. Schmidt goes on this, you know, rant about all the things you guys just did in that room.
Uh-huh.
Cut to the next scene. Jess is laying on the bed. I just thought... This is disgusting.
But also, what's weird is that Cece never gets dressed. Like, the next scene, she's still just wearing a sheet.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just naked under the blankets. And we're in... I remember this part of that scene, though, really clearly. Because, you know, we get to pick how we're going to kind of be positioned or where in the room in the scene. And I thought it was just really sweet to do that almost like 1980s movie teenage girl kind of pose, right? When you're like lying on your stomach, on your bed, your feet are kicked up, kicking back and forth.
It's easy to cover.
It was. Like, I remember that because it was really quick. Yeah, it was really easy to shoot, but it was also just like a sweet moment where you could kind of see like the girls' friendship, and you could kind of see them as like teenagers, like doing that. I remember picking that intentionally with you because we could have just sat up and had the conversation too.
But no, I like that.
It was very sweet, that part. And also disgusting when you think about what Lamore just said.
Yeah. The filth.
I didn't think about it like that. The disgust. I was like, it's so sweet.
Maybe they changed the sheets before.
just do a quick change.
Maybe.
They totally changed the sheets, guys.
That is the character. That is Schmidt's personality type. He would change the sheets immediately.
I didn't even notice that because I was so caught up in like the girlfriendness of the whole thing.
Okay, so Russell comes to the loft.
Yeah, the loft for the first time. And Jess says, you know, to her roommates, guys, just act normal. And they all act weird in different ways.
Yeah, define normal is a very important part of this episode. Yeah,
she's like, I don't feel like
my normal's not your normal.
Well, and the thing is that first she's like, be cool. And then she's like, I don't trust that our definition of cool is the same, but also the definition of normal is clearly not the same. Nick is like obsessed with Russell, wants to share his idea book. Schmidt is incredibly competitive with Russell. And I do feel like Winston is like more normal. He's just kind of caught up in his work stuff.
He's also convinced that he's just a rich white man, which means he's probably a little racist.
That's what he's focused on.
Are you?
That's
racist?
What I noticed in this episode a lot about Winston is that he doesn't like rich old white dudes in this episode.
He's suspicious.
His boss and then Russell.
His Russell's pretty nice, but his boss is
He
makes a lot of questionable moves.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's just say that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What was it like to work? So you got to work with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So let me just say this. So if anyone knows me, they know I'm a huge basketball fan. And Kareem was, to me, like Prince was to everyone else. I love Prince being on the show. And I was, you know, and I still think about it all the time. But Kareem was that was Prince to me.
He was the guy, though. Like,
he's the guy.
Like
he's
when we were kids, he was like the guy. I'm not even a basketball person. And it was like he's a god. He's a god.
He is. And he's so tall. So,
you look like a little boy in that scene. It was very sweet. Well, because he's so big. So it's like.
But a super manly little boy.
So I'll put it to you like this.
Super manly little boy.
For all the fans, truly a little boy, and I still feel that way. To all the fans out there who don't know who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is, in basketball, he's the all-time leading scorer, which is hard. It's 38,000, over 38,000 points, 38,387 points to be exact. But his unstoppable shot was the skyhook, right? It was this shot that he would just toss the ball over his head. And you couldn't, till this day, it's the most unstoppable shot in NBA history. In this episode, he takes a paper ball over the cubicle partition. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he does a skyhook over it and it hits me right in the head. He was nailing that every single time. He kept hitting me in the head every single time. And I thought, the accuracy on this man.
He must have like exceptional hand-eye coordination. I mean,
absolutely. Because he can do it with like, you know, big, massive dudes running at him, grabbing on him, and he can still make that shot.
So do you remember when you found out it was going to be him and he was really coming and the moment you met him?
Yeah, I, new girl was one of my New Girl is obviously the first time I'm acting, really, like in this capacity. And you see all these cool guest stars that we get, especially in the first season. We got a lot of cool folks that came on.
Yeah.
This one, to me, blew my mind. So in shock. But even after he had left, even after he'd gone, I still, till this day, am still kind of blank about it. Because I never fully, I was just recently in Ohio. Dave Chappelle has this thing called Summer Camp, and we were there, and Kareem was there.
I didn't get invited.
Next
that
one.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Dave. Hannah and I want to come.
You guys can come to the next one. It's a family affair. You can bring the families.
All right.
That sounds like so much fun. Yeah. Okay. Next
but Kareem was there. Yes.
What? Oh, Kareem was at Summer
Camp. Oh, so you got reunited.
And I was so nervous to go talk to him. Even though we had worked together, it'd been so long, and I start and I walk up and I start having this conversation with him, and the look he gives me is kind of like, I don't remember what you're talking about, but nice to meet you. And I was just like,
he blanked it out too.
I was like, all right, because you know he was nervous to meet me too, I'm sure. But
yeah, well, he was so nervous that he forgot.
Yeah.
I just remember you guys do a handshake and you like hold on to his hands for a very long time in that scene.
Yes.
And I was like, is this acting or were you just like, I need this another moment of just touching.
I wanted to grab him and embrace him and then roll my body up into his so I could little spoon. I could be little spoon.
Get a teaspoon.
I wanted to do that.
Aww.
Yeah, huge moment. Huge guest star in this show. I mean, it was incredible.
Oh my God. It was so, I got to meet him and I looked like a little doll next to him. okay, so you had also Phil Hendry was played your boss, Joe Napoli. Hendry. If you guys don't know who he is, he's like a radio legend.
Oh, yeah. And his voice is absolutely incredible. And the guy couldn't be nicer. But for him to play this character, he's such an a-hole. I'm like, that to me is the true test of a really good actor. Because I hated him in those scenes. And after each take, he would just tell jokes and tell old stories and do voices and stuff like that. The guy is incredible.
He does. So there, I can't remember what station it was on, but I used to listen to his show all the time, and he would do like five different characters that were so, I mean, it doesn't sound like a character. It sounds like a real person. He'd do all the people calling in and he'd interrupt himself. It was like, and it's funny because he does the thing where he does your voice and it's like nowhere near what he does on his show. Like he'd interrupt himself.
Oh yeah.
In such an accurate way. He'd have like, I never saw him do it live, but he'd have like two different microphones so that they could like play him. But
let's talk about what when he is mimicking or mocking Winston. He's mocking the fact that Winston used to be this basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are, you know, for the folks out there keeping tally, this is another job that Winston, so in this episode, we realize Winston's trying to quit the nannying job to become a radio host, potentially, and he has to work his way up. So far we have radio host, nannying job, usher.
Basketball player. Usher.
Basketball player. I forget what else we have, but if you're keeping tally,
it's only
out there,
season one, folks.
I know.
You're trying to you're a jack of all trades.
You're just trying stuff out.
Trying it all out.
Well, but I think it does emphasize something about being an athlete that is one of these tough things that to be like, say in the NBA, like you have to be the top, like 0.1% of all basketball players.
Yeah.
And you could be the best in your school. You could be like the best kid on your team from, you know, like from elementary school. And you could be like, everyone could think you're phenomenal. And then you go and try to become a professional and everyone says you suck. And it must be so hard to go from like being the greatest, like being, you know, to be at a professional level of playing sports is just such an incredible feat in itself. But like once you get there, if you're not the best player,
yeah,
people will really not be nice.
Yeah, because you have to put it in perspective as well. You know, for fans, we only see the end result. We only see, mm-hmm. oh, you tried to make it to the NBA, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
You must not be good. But you don't, you try to, if I played with a person who gets cut from the NBA or any professional sport, someone who gets cut, they will destroy me and they'll make such quick work out of me. It'll be so embarrassing. That's how good professionals are. That the people who don't make it make you look like, you know, a kid.
Speaking of professionals, I caught Max in an unprofessional moment in this episode. And it makes me laugh because I feel like maybe some like real fans of this show now can tell, but we all for sure can tell when someone actually breaks, when they're actually laughing. Yeah. And when it makes it to the show, that means there were zero takes that someone got through without breaking, which also makes me laugh. And it's when Max is at the table.
I know the part.
And he, you know what I'm going to say? When he goes,
oh, baby Russell.
Widow Wessel wants an avocado woe. He has to say it. And he literally.
He says avocado. He goes, Widow Wessel wants an avocado woe.
That's right. And you see Max just fully broken. Yeah. Laughing through it, and it's one of my favorite moments. They don't often like make the show, but when they do, it's my favorite because I just know that means he couldn't, or whoever it is, could not get through one take.
Oh yeah,
I love that so much because it makes it so much funnier.
I actually loved like all the roles that everybody was playing with Russell in this episode, and the fact I was like, what a Schmidt perfect thing to kind of hone in on, that he somehow thinks he can compete with Russell, who clearly is like much more established in the world, like, but that Schmidt has this kind of like very healthy ego, and that he's like being so mean to him.
The label check moment also got me. It was so funny trying to do this like quick what are you wearing moment is just so funny. I love it so much. It also, it's, you don't think of, you would think of in a comedy of like playing on that trope of women caring about what label you're wearing, mm-hmm. and to see Schmidt so committed to finding out.
Label
is
check. Label check.
It's so funny, the wrestling that man to the ground. Also, the big thing about this episode, sorry, Lamorne.
No, go ahead.
The big thing about this episode, I feel like everybody's always talked to me about, is it's the first time you hear some sort of explanation of what True American is and the rules, which is, I think, what kickstarted this whole thing of there must be a way to play it, because there's this episode where we get some sense that there is structure to it.
Yeah.
And listening to the explanation and how the explanation devolves the more they drink is really funny, too.
Because it makes no sense even when we explain it. Absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
90% drinking with a loose Candyland structure? What is that? What are you talking about?
There's little things I guess you could build it around, right? Like the Kentucky whiskey is the king of the castle. The floor is lava, right? Mm-hmm, there's four zones, a trail of chairs. Like, I can see now, rewatching the episode, you could start to pull things out.
But it's forensic. It's forensic.
That's, ooh,
at
I like
best.
That. Yes. That's right. It's a Law and Order episode. When you watch this.
Yeah, it is the Law and Order episode. But I'm glad that people, you know, are out there getting, you know, getting pleasure from playing True American.
Yes.
But you got to do it. I will say this, guys, you got to do it safely. The stories that I'm hearing back from you guys is just ridiculous. And it's, you can't be out here playing True American.
That's the part that's scary, is you watch the pile of cans that start to happen and you go like, I feel like someone's about to be hospitalized if this is an accurate reflection of how much alcohol is being consumed.
100%.
Well, you have to fill a certain amount of space, like from a you know, set decoration perspective, and and maybe not thinking like these people have really gone into alcohol poisoning territory.
I hope the folks out there haven't. But here's what we do want. We do want to hear your experiences. So you can send us voicemails of all of your true American experiences. The
Ooh.
Good, the bad.
Oh, yeah.
The
ugly.
The ugly. I really want to hear about the
good, bad, the really bad.
The really, really bad. Yes. That's
or
what
the rules
want.
You use. I would love to know how you've actually made this into a game and the rules you have fashioned.
Exactly.
Well, it's from also your, like... sorry. Go ahead.
From your forensic investigation of the American.
Yeah, exactly. We want to hear you explain it. And I was going to say, it's kind of like how there are a million types of poker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There can be a million types of true American, right?
Us like a voicemail. Send it in of your true American experience, the rules you use, the craziest stories at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. And we can play them on the show.
And we will
And we're
going
to take a break.
Back. Yes.
We'll be back after these messages.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to our show.
And we are back. You know.
And we're back.
When we broke, we were talking about True America. I just want to say this one thing. We were doing shots of whiskey at the table at the end. And we will get into the real apps of it all. And
AKA iced tea.
Yes, exactly. It wasn't, but the bottle.
We're heavily caffeinated.
Oh, 100%. Oh, truly, iced tea. Sometimes coffee. Sometimes I would ask for coffee, depending on how late the day got. So the bottle of Jack Daniels, it's called Jake Danzel's.
No, it was not.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember paying attention to it one day and going, what? Jake Denzel's?
We used to laugh so much about the fake alcohol, like the, because for Heisler, and then there was like another one I can't remember, but in for props, you can't use like the real thing unless you like pay for it. So they have all these like prop brands that are fake, and Jake Denzel's was probably my favorite.
Oh yeah,
because Jake Johnson was like, oh man, I just had so much Jake Denzel's. I'm just obliterated on Jake Denzel's.
So they're at this table and they're all having this conversation. They're trying to bro up to Russell after the wild True American drinking game. CeCe comes home, pulls Schmidt into the disgusting room that they hang out in and do weird stuff. And Russell.
Well, she doesn't really pull him. That's what I love about their dynamic. Sometimes she's just like, I'm going to go get in your bed. And he's like, yeah, I'm out. See you later.
That's a pull.
If I have to make a choice right now,
psychic pull.
Yes. I'm going very this much way. So. But we see the beginnings of an argument or a disagreement for the first time between Jess and Russell. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
I mean, what's interesting, too, is it brings up a big conversation point in this episode. And I think it's a life thing, too, which is CeCe gives the advice that it's very healthy for you to fight in relationships. Mm-hmm. It's healthy to have a fight. What do we think of this advice?
I think it's true because where you have disagreements, like that's what brings people closer together. Now it's how you fight, not that you are having an argument. You have to be respectful when you're having an argument. Otherwise,
boundaries,
that can be damaging.
Boundaries.
If you're fighting dirty or something, name calling, all that not nice stuff. That can cause problems. But I think if you have a disagreement, it's totally normal and totally healthy to work it out in a mature way. So
yeah,
I think CeCe's right
enough for sure to express how you really feel, even if you know the other person doesn't feel the same way.
Right.
Yeah.
And that can be a disagreement and it should be okay. Otherwise, it's just like suppress, repress, and then it'll come out in other ways. That's my thought. I thought this was great advice from CeCe to Jess.
Yeah, anybody out there who knows me knows that I don't argue, so I can't really chime in on this. I'm such a mild-mannered individual.
You are, though.
You like a little mouse.
Yeah, whenever I'm in relationships and I do something messed up and they want to scream and they want to yell, I just give them the bow, you know what I mean? And I just kind of slowly back my way out of their lives forever.
You are really, like, nice. And I mean, you're not like a little mouse, but you are pretty nice. You know.
Pretty nice. Well, you know, there are going to be some angry women out there that are going to disagree.
send us emails, angry women.
Play the tapes.
Oh, my gosh.
One of my favorite moments of this episode is like Elvin doing you a solid. I mean, in a way that could have sent you like to jail forever.
For sure. He was bordering. That was,
a little too much. He loved you too much. But it was like the idea of a friend seeing what was best for you and then making the hard decision for you. That essence of it was incredibly sweet. So it'd be like, there's no safety net anymore. You got to go.
Exactly. He could have literally just said, no, seriously, I've outgrown this relationship too. You should go. And it would have made Winston feel like, you know what, maybe you're right. But instead, he like threatened him with like prison.
Essentially.
I don't know. We were bordering,
or at least getting destroyed on a nanny board.
Yeah, for sure. Which probably still
all
is.
All your nanny prospects just got completely wiped out.
Absolutely. But the cool thing I liked about the Elvin and Winston dynamic is that Elvin was kind of like, even though it's like this is the job for Winston, Elvin is such a kid, but he's so smart and he's so elevated that it felt like the roles were actually reversed. And in their conversations, and you'll see in later episodes as well, in their relationship, Elvin is always the one teaching Winston something, you know? And even in a moment like this, he's doing it again. And that's what I loved about the dynamic. It wasn't just a typical, you're a kid doing stupid stuff. It's like, no, Winston, you're an adult doing stupid stuff, and this kid is the one who has to check you out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's precocious, that Elvin.
100%. 100%. But he sends him back to his job, which we were talking about this earlier. Is this something that folks do? Joe Napoli is such a D-head to everyone who works for him that the advice that Russell gives Winston is to dip his huevos into his milkshake. He wanted him to.
That's so disgusting to me. I can't believe Russell did that.
The part that was hard for me to process is it seems just as much of a punishment to who's doing the dipping as the person that has to drink the dipped. And I'm like, you put it in some cold, weird, then you've got to go like.
It's a sensory experience, maybe?
Wash it off. It just feels like a weird, there's a million things you could put in there to ruin someone's day.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're going to ruin your day.
First. Because it's chilly. Yeah.
I don't understand. That's the part where I was like, as a woman, I do not understand doing that to yourself to try
it's
to hurt somebody
sticky.
Else.
It's very sticky.
That's right.
Well, I didn't get it. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. In my previous, again, anyone who knows me, they know that there's a process to it. I like to fully strip down. Completely. I hang my clothes up.
Did you go full method for this bit on the show? Like you wanted to really experience it so you could sell the acting part? Okay. All right. Tell us what you did.
Well, I called Dallas. Dallas is our props guy. Shout out to Dallas. And I said, Dallas, I said, man, I really want to go for it in this scene. And so I said, don't make sure the milkshake isn't cold. Right. And Dallas, what a prankster. The milkshake was cold. And so it was a little difficult for me to do. So it was a very messy, sticky situation that I had to, get out of in the middle of the scene. But it
that
worked.
100% did not happen.
No. Never happened.
Everybody, he's a good actor. When he said he, there was a possibility that you were like, wait, did he?
Well, I want people to think that I did. That's
okay.
That's fun. That's
all
fun
right,
for
you
me.
Did.
That's fun.
Okay,
for me.
You did it.
Send us your power play stories. If you've ever had to power play your boss, please send us the voicemails. We want to hear all about it.
I remember people when I was growing up would be like, "Oh, I put their toothbrush in the toilet."
Oh gosh,
do you remember? Ooh. It was so disgusting. It's such a gross thing. And I think it's like a kid bullying thing that I just remember people saying that they had done to someone. So I always used to keep my toothbrush in a top drawer in my bathroom. Someone's trying to ruin my life, they can't find my toothbrush.
You know, what you should do is hide your toothbrush in the back of the toilet and they'll never be able to find it. That's what you should do, Hannah.
Here's where I keep my toothbrush in the tank of the toilet.
Yes. Joke's on them.
Beat you to it. Never find it here. Okay, we have to talk about this fight between Max and Jake, Nick and Schmidt, because I was crying laughing. I've completely forgot
it's a
about
really
this scene.
It's a really good scene.
The realization of relapse when they're pitching to Russell. Honestly, it put me on the floor. I thought it was so, so
real.
It's also just a Swiss Army knife that's bigger than a Swiss Army knife.
It's just on the back of your phone. My favorite part about that is them sliding into, when you all are having your argument, them sliding into the kitchen to start pitching you. Which is pitching Russell. That was one of the funniest things I've seen. And Jake's, the differences between their characters, it makes so much sense. Jake is this optimistic, idiot. And Schmidt's this idiot, businessman. It was so funny to me.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
So funny.
Also,
such
just
a good
shows
dynamic.
You the importance in business of timing and reading the room. There's a very hungover man in a fight with his girlfriend, and they're like, you know what? this moment, this moment we're going to choose. Oh, gosh. I completely had forgotten about it. And I just thought it was one of the funniest things ever.
Not going to lie to you, though. Not going to lie to you, though. Mm. I would buy that. I totally would. I totally would.
Even if it was called Relapse?
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure it's out there.
I've heard worse, for sure. I've heard worse names for for products.
For weird apps.
Mm-hmm.
There's two things that happened, app, though, in the Nick world of this episode that I didn't realize, and I don't know if we ever talk about for the rest of the series. One, he's 1/8 Cherokee.
Yeah.
What? And then the other is that apparently he quotes Aladdin's A Whole New World all the time. Does he ever do it again in the series? Like, I'm going to try to pay attention and see if I catch it again.
So besides Where's the Bear, you got to find Where's the Aladdin quote.
Also, you guys, I don't want to talk about Where's the Bear in this episode because I can only find it on the fridge. And it makes me mad if I can only find it on the fridge. But I'll say this to our listeners. You have been incredible because when I really can't find it, I get DMs from these super sleuths who actually can find it in the episodes. So what I'm going to try to do then is kind of make a master list of all of the episodes at the end of season one, when we get to our 24th episode, and list where all the bears are found, some by me and a lot by the listeners of this podcast. So if you find one that's not on the fridge for this episode, tell me and I'm going to put it on this list and I'll drop it when we do our season finale.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. I found the bear. I'm just not going to say anything. I found it.
Are you the one DMing me just using different accounts?
Yes.
Do you actually know where all the bears are?
Yes. I am Pirates Cody 44.
Oh my.
That's me.
If that were true, if you like had the time to like sit around and create fake accounts to yes. catfish Hannah, I would love it.
Frank Sinatra
so
is real.
Oh my gosh. I'm Kevin
Frank
Durant.
Frank Sinatra is real. Too big. Too big, Lamorne. Too big.
Oh my goodness.
We're going to go to break. And when we come back, we will play a round of True American.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Welcome to our show.
All right, we're back. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to play a round of True American.
True American.
Our brilliant producer, Joelle, put together yet another amazing round. This week, both Jess and Nick conveyed their feelings with Disney songs. We're going to guess the Disney movie based on obscure lyrics. Let's see. Okay. Here's the first one. Now's your moment, floating in a blue lagoon.
Ooh,
okay, just because of lagoon, I'm going to say Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Kiss the girl? Is it?
You've got to kiss the girl.
Sebastian sings it? Yeah, I love Sebastian.
Kiss the girl. Fun fact about that, I had to sing that in men's choir.
Did you really?
Oh my God, yep, that's so cute. That.
You were a little crabby?
Yep.
That's cute.
The crabbiest of crabs.
I love it. I actually, when you said that, it made sense, but I don't remember this lyric at all. And I thought, like, I know, that was like, that came out when I was like a kid. So like, that was like my movie. And I didn't know it. So I'm like, I know that soundtrack backwards and forwards.
Hell yeah.
Lamorne, you want to take the next one?
Though my face leaves people screaming, there's a child behind it dreaming.
No, Lamorne, read the next thing. Don't share something personal right now. Read the next lyric.
Hannah, you better stop. You better stop, Hannah.
Oh, is this like Quasimodo? The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
That's a good guess, but it is not.
Beauty and the Beast.
That's a good guess.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
Also a good guess, but no.
Oh.
Is it Shrek?
Oh.
Shrek is not a Disney movie.
It's not.
Is it Wolverine?
Is this Iron Man?
Though my
Disney
face
now, right?
Leaves people screaming, there's a child behind it dreaming. This is a very aggressive lyric, you guys.
Is this like a bad guy in a movie?
Sort of.
Villain.
Oh, it's got to be...
I don't know.
Though my face leaves people screaming. Hey, Joelle, give us a tune. Sing it.
Sing it, Joelle.
The child behind it dreaming. I did it.
What is it? What is it?
Da 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 da.
You have a very pretty voice, but I still don't know what song was this.
Joelle, start.
Okay, is it like old school Disney, new school Disney?
It's newer.
Oh, whoa.
Moana?
No, I'll give it to you. It's Tangled, I've Got a Dream.
Oh.
It's the barful of like rapscallions singing about their inner childhood dreams.
Love a rapscallion.
Is this when they're in the bar? Yeah, that's a good scene. I love that movie.
I haven't gotten Tangled yet. Okay. I haven't seen that one yet.
All right, number three.
Your daughter will love it once she's like two or three.
She's still on Cocomelon and Encanto.
Encanto is like amazing.
Yeah she's still rocking out to those.
Okay. Hannah, you want to do
next?
Now I
have a Bruno song in my head. Number three. I know that love will lead us and find a way to guide me to you.
Ooh.
I know that love will lead us and find a way to guide me to you. Is this going to be Aladdin?
I was thinking Aladdin too.
It's not Aladdin.
Yeah. He's on a carpet that could, you know, lead him somewhere.
Similar era.
Ooh. Okay,
That would be like Lion King or Beauty and the Beast, right?
King, Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, that's that whole era.
That's the good 90s era
of Disney. But we're obviously not right because Joel's
But
quiet.
We're obviously not right because we
I'll say it's not a major Disney princess movie.
Oh,
man.
It's a little, it's
okay.
Much more obscure.
Peter Pan.
Hook. No, but still from
the 90s. Peter Pan is from like the 50s, I think. It's from the 90s and it's obscure. Like Little Mermaid 2.
American Tale? Is American Tale Disney?
No, but right essence.
Oh, yeah. This is, it involves
Madagascar?
A mouse.
Madagascar?
No, it involves
this
a mouse.
Not Disney.
Oh.
Does it involve a mouse?
It
Ratatouille?
Does not involve a mouse. I'll say it involves several breeds of dog.
Hotel for Dogs.
Oliver and Company.
All Dogs. Oh, 101 Dalmatians.
We are terrible at this, I'm going to say.
All breeds of dogs. You're like 101 of the same breed.
What does it say about us that we were able to identify the saddest songs of all time?
That's right.
And we cannot, for the life of us, identify like basically any Disney lyrics.
All dogs go to heaven.
All dogs go to heaven.
I'll give you the group within the movie that sings it. It's called Powerline, if that is at all helpful to you.
Power
I don't
line.
Think I've ever seen that.
Oh, Lady and the Tramp.
That's from the like 50s or 60s.
It's from a Goofy movie. It's called Eye to Eye. It is a cult classic Disney movie.
I've never heard of here it. For 900 years, and those words would never have fallen out of my mouth.
But can I say, I on every weekend, we go, my kids and I go on Disney Plus and like pick up Disney movie. So I feel like I thought when I first read that this was our True American this week that I was going to be good at this.
Crush
and I
it.
Am not.
A Disney? It's called
I'm
a Goofy
better,
movie?
Like,
it's a so goofy good, guys. Movie. If you haven't seen it, though, fabulous movie.
Okay. What's it called?
Goofy
Eye to Eye?
Sun Max. So it's called a Goofy movie. The song is called Eye to Eye. And it's very sweet.
Okay.
All right. Last one, Zoe.
All right. My heart has wings and I can fly. I'll touch every star in the sky.
Well, now I'm scared.
Oh, that's from Peter Pan, I think.
Is this Hook?
Oh,
is
such it? A good guess. Same era. Very classic Disney.
Disney's Reading Rainbow.
Also, don't watch Peter Pan because it's problematic. That's one I will not put on for my kids.
Daffy Duck story. Mickey Mouse story. Pluto story. No.
A classic princess. I'll give you that.
Classic
Cinderella.
Princess. Sleeping
Snow
Beauty.
White.
Cinderella.
Wait, Sleeping
Snow
Beauty.
White.
Sleeping Beauty.
It is Cinderella.
Oh, it's Cinderella.
Listen, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
I remember like the when they came out, because like I think Sleeping Beauty is 59. Like I think I looked at the chronological era because my favorite Disney movie color palettes are Alice in Wonderland and Sleeping Beauty. And I was like, I think Alice in Wonderland's 55 and Sleeping Beauty's 59. And I was like, I love the color palette of the 50s.
Mm. When was Cinderella? Do we know?
Cinderella was around like maybe early 60s, like maybe, I think, like 61, maybe something. It's really close, really
right
close.
The
but the color
world.
Palette's different.
1950. It's,
whoa.
Oh, it's earlier. Oh, shoot. Sorry. I'm wrong.
Other way.
19. Other way. 10 years before.
Speaking of which, guys, make sure you go out there and watch Alice's Wonderland Bakery. It's a great show for kids. I happen to be on it. It's fine. So Disney Junior Plus or something.
Ooh, can we talk about our Disney Junior Plus shows? Mira, yes. Royal Detective.
Yes.
Great,
yes.
Great show
I
that I'm
have
on.
One. I don't have one.
Should we do one together?
Yes.
I would definitely do one.
Is it our next show?
That's our next show.
Yeah, that's our next show. It's on Disney Plus Junior. They're 4 minutes long. My kids were asking to download some Disney Plus Junior shows for the plane. Like, we were going on a trip. And they're like, I want this one. And I was like, great. And then I was like, Okay, these are 4 minutes long. This is like not plain.
I need 444 minutes long, please. Give me that episode, please.
Well, I need a lot more episodes.
Flying private. Just have the pilot.
Okay, like, we're going to wrap this episode up. We're wrapping this episode up. I also love that this whole, like the real episode of New Girl that we're watching today, Normal, was all about True American and how it made no sense. And it's a game that's very difficult to play. And then we played True American on the show today.
And we're terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. And asked for so many clues and helps and hints. In True American, it made no sense.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, on that note, I love you guys.
Love y'all.
Love y'all. Can I just say one thing quickly?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I thought what could be really fun is after we do our 24th episode, rewatch episode, so we will have finished season one. We could all do
have a glass of wine.
Answer. Have a glass of wine and answer all the questions that have been sent in as voice memos to our email address.
Maybe not all, but a lot of them.
A lot of them. We'll do as many as we can squeeze onto an episode.
Any burning
questions, especially about season one, send them in and we will spend an episode, Zoe Lamorne and I, answering them the best we can, drinking lots of wine.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. While wearing our Welcome to Our Show merch.
And Russell's boxer shorts. Yes. All of us. Yeah. That should be a merch item. We should think about that.
Ooh,
Russell's
boxers.
Boxer shorts.
That'd be great.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Love
See you next week.
Take it easy.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zooey Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zooey Deschanel, performed and produced by Zooey Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah.
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.